We couldn't reach him yesterday. Technology locked us out. He couldn't even call us. Let's see if we can talk to Jason Cans today to start the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
There it is.
That's so encouraging.
Yeah. What was the deal yesterday?
I have no idea. Yeah, you had texted me. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll call. And I called, and it just said, call failed. And I did that like 10 times, and it never even attempted to call out.
Yeah.
So it almost was like there was nothing for it to even attempt.
Yeah.
And I tried it again later in the morning, and it worked okay. So I have no idea what happened.
Huh.
But it showed that I had connection, and so no idea.
All right, you're back today. So
I am.
So last night I was lying in bed with my wife, and I checked my phone, and I'm like, okay, how did the baseball turn out? There was American League National League Championship Series. And I happened to see that it said Texas 8, Houston 2. And I said, praise the Lord. And my wife's like, what? And she thought it was something serious. And I said, the Rangers are going to go to the World Series. And she's like, oh. And she was just like, I think she may have said God doesn't care. And I was like, no, I think he does. I mean, I believe that he's a personal infinite God. If he feeds the birds and clothes, these are people he made. So I kind of contended that. And then after that, I scrolled to see that Giannis had signed a 3-year max extension to stay with the Bucks. Now, at that point, I didn't say praise the Lord, but I probably should have. I mean, I should have saved it.
There you go. Yeah, you know, I think God cares about those things. That's not to say that God necessarily has a favorite team.
Yeah.
Though, you know, I suspect in Wisconsin, there are many people who would think that God does have a favorite team.
Yeah, so. Except he must have been not watching them on Sunday. So, anyhow, yeah, we had some fun with it. I mean, just different people. I mean, sometimes I'll even phrase it in terms of sports prayers, like, please help the team win. So, anyhow.
Sure.
So your photography's taken off. Tell us about that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so I, you know, Saturday I went out just for a short drive to decide to take some pictures, and I was driving down Lowe's Creek Road, and at the Lowe's Creek Tree Farm and Landscaping, they have those autumn blaze maples there, and they were just so vibrant. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to share it on social media. And it just took off as of this morning. It's been liked over 11,000 times and shared over 1,000 times. And a bit shocking to me that it had that much traction, you know, because I think it was a good picture. But I think compared with some of my other things, I was surprised that this was the one that really took off. And yeah, I was thinking about it last night and really thinking, boy, the world is just longing and hungry for beauty. And so when we can find places to point that out to one another, I think it's good for us to do so.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to share it to the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page if I can. And so we'll work on that. But anyhow, in the meantime, yeah, and then I like what you'd said yesterday. You talked about against the backdrop of the horrible tragedies unfolding in Gaza and elsewhere in the world these days, the ugliness and the stupidity in American politics. And you're like referencing people longing for beauty and reminder of Dostoevsky saying beauty will save the world.
Yeah, right, exactly. And I think there's I can't remember who wrote it. Was it Lisa Harper, The Good and Beautiful Gospel? And I think that is that idea of how do we really work to point out the goodness of who God is and the beauty of God. And so often it seems like we miss that call.
Well, tell you what, I was saying, as we read on in Mark, I don't know that we need to read every jot and tittle. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I mean, that's just a thought. I mean, I just think, so for instance, as we get into Mark 4 today, I mean, basically Jesus is setting up to teach. So I don't know, maybe we skip to, having said that, we probably have more time for verses 1 and 2. So never mind what I was saying. Let's just go with Mark 4, 1 and 2 today.
Sure. says, once again, Jesus began teaching by the lake shore. A very large crowd soon gathered around him. So he got into a boat. Then he sat in the boat while all the people remained on the shore. He taught them by telling many stories in the form of parables, such as this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, he says this about those first two verses of Mark 4. Later, my son was again teaching near the Sea of Galilee. People often think of Jesus as their Savior, but he spent 3 years as a teacher. Such a large crowd gathered to hear him teach that he had to get into a boat while the people remained on land. He taught them in parables, which were short stories that help people help paint word pictures of truth.
Yeah, you know, again, I think it's that idea that Jesus was here for 3 years, right, and was in the process of showing us how to live. I think of at the end of Matthew, where he says, you know, we think of the Great Commission, and he says, go therefore and make disciples, teaching them, you know, and it's about showing people how to live as Jesus lived.
Absolutely, and it's calling to mind a song from me that David Meese wrote. See if I can track it down here from Avalon as we head out. Jason, good to talk to you. We'll do it again tomorrow.
You too.
Sounds there we good. Go. Our buddy Jason Kahn's here.
It's October Connect Month, and we love hearing from you. The goal to get to at least 500 connections with your WWIB family. The tagline, we are family. It's true, and we love good old-fashioned letters along with your electronic communication, social media, in-person visits, etc. It's always great to see these handwritten notes. This one comes from Randy and Sharon from Cameron, and she says, I like everything about your station. I love listening to Mark and Caleb in the morning. Thank you. It's a great way to start the day. The songs really speak to me. God bless all of you as you faithfully serve him. Again, that one coming from Cameron. Been listening for 50 years. Thank you.
All right. Also from Debbie in Ladysmith, who says, happy anniversary for being on the air for 50 years. We've been listening to your radio station since the late 70s. We would stop at the station when it was at Cornell. We also enjoyed listening to Steve Snyder on Saturdays. We miss him so much. We're with you, Debbie. We sure do, too. So many good people have come and gone on your radio station. Mabel Louise with her bit of wisdom. Monday through Friday, Mark and Caleb, you make us laugh. Kind of like M&M's in the morning years back. We enjoy your trivia in the morning, too. We enjoy hearing the history of the day. Betsy, we love your sweet voice in the evening. The prayers and encouragement you give out are very encouraging. Everyone, keep up the good work. You're all doing a great job. God bless you all. PCD John and his wife, Debbie.
There you go. Thank you so much. From Ladysmith, Linda. And Linda's from New Auburn. Linda says, I've been listening for 45 years. Here's what I like about WWIB. All the years of wonderful announcers, music, and program changes that have taken place over the years. She says, the wonderful and comforting message of God's love comes through with the perfect words and or music at just the right times during all the seasons of life. Again, Linda says, thanks to all at WWIB for the wonderful ways you remind all of his love for all people. That's Linda from New Auburn.
And also Virgil and Linda in Whitehall say, WIB is our favorite radio station. Caleb and Mark are a great morning team with their choice of music, contests, and conversations. Their interesting facts and trivia create conversation topics for my husband and me. Thank you for airing Focus on the Family. Greg Laurie and Beth Moore are encouraging, challenging, and helpful in so many ways. We're so grateful for your team and all you do. Provide Christian music and programs with news and weather, too. We depend on you for so much. So often I've been listening, and a song is just what I need to hear. Keep up the great work. Linda in Whitehall.
There you go. Part of the 456 connections we've had so far this month. Thank you so much for each and every one of them. Help us hit to 500 and beyond. And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention a great in-person connection moments before we went on the air. Frank from Eau Claire stopped by with fresh banana bread and butter because we are in Wisconsin. We need to support the dairy industry. Two loaves, Halvo, of fresh banana bread and butter that Frank dropped off for us. That is one of the sweetest connections we will receive all month. Thank you so much, Frank. He's a great friend of the ministry.
A truly delicious connection there. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it.
We are ready to rock and roll on a Tuesday. Normally Tuesday trivia here in the Wibble Wake Up Show. Tuesday trivia with a twist. It's actually, a lot of times, Tuesday trivia takes over Win It Wednesday, right? Well, now Win It Wednesday is going to return the favor, and our game from Win It Wednesday, One Song, One Second, is going to take the place of Tuesday trivia because we want to give you, friends, the chance to call in. The only way you can do this is calling in live, 715-723-2555. Give you a chance to win two tickets to the sold-out Newsboys concert. Yeah, we've got tickets to a sold-out show for you. We love you. The Newsboys, November 3rd at the Pablo Center. All new show. You're going to love it and be amazed. Two tickets up for grabs. One song, 1 second, and we're even being generous and giving you more than a second.
Yeah, so, I mean, the thing about this contest is the fact that a lot of people might have said, well, sure, I'd love to go to the Newsboys, but times are tough, money's tight, and I couldn't afford it. Can you afford it if you win tickets? How about that?
There you go. 715-723-2555. So again, one song, 1 second is the game, but it's actually 2.2, 2.4 seconds.
Yeah.
I think because we tried this last week and it stumped you. Uh-huh. And we thought, you know what? This is worthy of pushing it off. That's why we didn't do it late in the week last week. We thought, let's bring it back here, knowing that we had this incredible prize for you. So 715-723-2555. What we need from you, friends, is the artist and the song title. Now, typically the best way to do this is figure out together, work together, figure out the artist first, and then we'll figure out the song title after that. Doesn't take too long. But you can make blind guesses, Alva. I mean, that's totally fine.
Right. I kind of think of it like golf. Like you want to get on the green with the artist and then putt it in by getting the song. So again, working together, and boy, with this fantastic prize for a sold-out Newsboys concert coming up November 3rd, a lot of people are going to want to guess, what is this song? All right, I need to stop the music when I play it, so stop the prices, right? So here we go. Is the 2.5 seconds.
Yes. So one song, 1 second, one song, 2.5 seconds. We need artist and song title to win your way into the sold-out Newsboys show. No penalty for incorrect guesses. So 715-723-2555, 723-2555. You can keep guessing as many times as you can get through during the contest period. What is the artist name? What is the song title of this clip that's under 2.5 seconds?
We are both braced and prepared for this to go. This segment, 8:15, 8:45, maybe into tomorrow. But we need to start to narrow the field. These are the wrong answers we carry over from last week. It's not Cademan's Call, Phillips, Craig and Dean, Third Day, Randy Stonehill, Larry Norman, or the Newsboys. But who is this? Who is it? And then what is the song for the tickets?
All right, 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Go ahead and just guess. It's totally fine. Throw a guess out there, and you can keep on guessing. Send you and a friend or spouse or a child to the Newsboys concert, the sold-out Newsboys concert at the Pablo on November 3rd.
All right. Apparently, I need to play Mariah Peters' Brave because nobody's brave enough to call. 723-2555. Who's the brave one? Who's the courageous one? Who's the leader? We need somebody to be the leader of the pack this morning and say, I'm just going to take a stab that it is so-and-so. A lot of artists to choose from.
Yeah, over WWIB's 50 years of broadcasting, 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Again, start off probably by just guessing an artist, any artist, solo artist, male, female, group, and we'll go from there.
All right, we've got our first caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Josiah from Withy.
Hey, Josiah.
Is it Matt Maher?
Is it Matt Maher? Great guess. Is it Matt Maher?
Sorry.
It's not. But Josiah, you can go ahead and call back. Thanks for being the first one through. 715-723-2555. Again, you are not eliminated. You have an incorrect guess. Keep on calling back.
That's right. We needed a brave young leader. I think this is Beth. Hi, Beth.
Tony from Menominee.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tony. Beth's name came up there, too. All right.
Cochran and Company.
Is it Cochran and Co.?
Sorry.
Not Cochran and Company. Call back Tony. Call back Josiah. Call back Beth if that was you.
Yeah, well, she might be on another line. Good morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? That's the safer question for me to ask.
It's Beth from Eau Claire. Hey, is it by any chance Amy Grant?
Is it Amy Grant?
She has not been the answer when we've done this before. Could it be her this time? Sorry.
It's not. One song, 1 second. We're giving you almost 2.5 seconds for a chance to win tickets to the sold-out Newsboys concert on Friday, November 3rd. A pair of tickets. Again, we need the song, title, and the artist, but probably start by just giving us the artist.
Yeah, again, this is an artist we played a lot of over the years here on WWIB. So we have not told you any kind of hints.
We haven't.
So 723-2555. Well, those are the three, Caleb, and they're kind of empty right now, and we're empty. So maybe we move this to after 8:15.
Yeah, keep thinking about it. Keep thinking about it. We want to give someone the chance to go to the Newsboys concert who maybe couldn't go otherwise. Maybe you couldn't afford it. Maybe you didn't have a chance to get tickets before they sold out. Whatever the reason, we want to give you a chance to win.
All right, again, we're going to give you the mystery song clip going out here. So, again, what artist is that, and what song of theirs?
Well, the Minnesota Vikings pulled off a major upset on Monday Night Football last night, topping the San Francisco 49ers, widely regarded to be one of the Super Bowl favorites, 22-17, the final score last night. Afterward, quarterback Kirk Cousins of the Vikings says it's important to be prepared for anything.
A lot of looks, and the minute you start to think that, you know, something's not coming, that's when you can get hurt. So, you know, it's... You just kind of aware for anything, anytime.
Cousins threw for 378 yards, 2 touchdowns, and just 1 interception. And I do believe will be featured on Focus on the Family on an upcoming episode. The NBA season tips off with a doubleheader tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks get started against the 76ers on Thursday. And good news for Bucks fans as they've locked down their superstar player for the immediate future. ESPN reports Giannis Antetokounmpo agreed to a 3-year, $186 million contract extension yesterday to stay in Milwaukee through the 27-28 season. And that's your sports.
Yeah, exciting, right? This update brought to you by Allie Rudd Financial Services, where they love answering your health insurance questions and helping you save money. Many people don't realize how much they could be saving on health insurance every month. Allie Rudd Financial Services, located in Mondovi with a new Rice Lake office, and can help anyone in the whole WIB listing area and even in other states. Don't be afraid. We've got people listening to the live stream in Florida. Give Allie a call, 715-926-6003.
One quick note on the Giannis extension. Of course, you and I are big fans and just such a humble superstar. But it is worthy of note that, you know, there was some talk. Is he going to go to this major market? He's going to go to California, to L.A. Is he going to go to New York? But not too long ago, there was a video on social media of Giannis trying a bratwurst for the first time. And he said, why has no one told me about this before? And it could be that a Wisconsin bratwurst is what convinced Giannis. I mean, $186 million dollars might have something to do with it, too. But it might be the brats.
I
really
think the trade for Damian Lillard helped as
well.
There
you go.
All right, the second go-around Tuesday trivia with a question that started on Win It Wednesday for a terrific prize, Caleb.
Yes, we are giving away 2 tickets to the sold-out Newsboys concert at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire on Friday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. Again, sold out, so we are your source to get tickets. If you couldn't afford them or missed out on getting them, we want to give you the chance to call in 715-723-2555. And again, this is normally Tuesday trivia, but it's Win It Wednesday from last week carrying over because of this special prize. So it's 1 song, 1 second, but it's actually in reality 1 song and almost 2.5 seconds. We need the song, artist, and title. Best practice is probably going to be guess the artist. Then we'll figure out the title after that. No penalty for wrong guesses. You can keep calling back as many times as you can get through. 715-723-2555. 55-723-2555. We'll hear the clip and then give you some of the incorrect answers from earlier this hour.
All right, I've got to take care of something on WOGO. So, tell you what, how we can do this here. All right, here we go. All right, so Caleb's going to step back behind and you can man the controls. Go.
All right, here we go. 715-723-2555. That was, yeah, that was a little fire drill that Mark and I just did. Here we go. Here we go. Let's pause this and give you those 2.5 seconds. That's what we're looking for. Song and artist. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is PCD John calling from Ladysmith, and my guess is Larry Norman.
Is it Larry Norman? It is not Larry Norman. And again, keep on guessing. Call back, John, 715-723-2555. 323-2555. As we'll go back to the phones in just a moment, as Havel will step back to the controls here, and we're going to do another little whirly gig here.
All right. So we got that squared away. Thank you, Caleb. We got two radio stations going and some issues over there. All right. So 723-2555, getting you guys on the air.
Not Larry Norman, not Matt Maher, not Cochran and Company, not Amy Grant.
I guess we didn't give wrong answers from previous. But,
yeah, there we go.
Some of those. Cademan's Call, it's not the Newsboys, not Phillips, Craig, and Dean. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Gloria from Boyd.
Hey, Gloria.
How about Audio Adrenaline?
Is it Audio A?
Mm, terrific group. Kevin Mack's a part of them for a while.
Gloria, you can call back. You can call back.
Yeah.
715-723-2555. We want to give someone two tickets to the sold-out Newsboys show on Friday, November 3rd at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Rachel from Rice Lake.
Hey, Rachel.
Is it Toby Mac?
Is it Toby Mac?
Ah, the great Toby Mac.
No, sorry. But Rachel, you please call back. Rachel from Rice Lake, 715-723-2555. Love the alliteration.
Mm-hmm. We do. Good morning. It's a Tuesday. WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Monica, calling from Chautauqua.
Hey, Monica.
And my answer is it First Call?
Is it First Call? Oh, going back a little ways into WIB's 50 years.
Yeah, and you know, we'll still hear from First Call time to time during the Christmas season especially, but it's not them. Sorry.
Call back. Great guess. 715-723-2555. One song, 1 second, 2.5 seconds is what we're giving you. We need the artist, and then we'll need the song title, but just start off with the artist.
We're getting a lot more guesses now. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Karen from Conrath.
Hey, Karen.
Is it Harvest?
Is it Harvest?
She's getting the idea here in terms of going back, right? Harvest has been, they did multiple concerts around here, but it's not them.
Not Harvest.
Okay.
Thank you, Karen from Conrath.
Here we go.
715-723-2555.
We got more callers. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Gloria from Boyd again.
All right, Gloria.
How about Stephen Curtis Chapman?
SC Squared, a favorite of both mine and Havo's. Is it Stephen Curtis Chapman?
Sorry.
It's not, Gloria. Try again.
Let me play the song, just the portion here again. Let me stop the theme. Here we go. What artist, what song? 723-2555 on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. We continue on. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hey, Sherry.
I'm going to guess Elevation Worship.
Is it Elevation Worship?
From North Carolina.
No. I've got good barbecue in North Carolina. A little tangy. It's very good.
Good morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Travis from Eau Claire.
Hey, Travis.
Hi. Jennifer Knapp.
Is it Jennifer Knapp?
Could it be? Sorry.
Thanks.
All right, there
good
we
guess,
go.
Though. I mean, I love these blasts from the past that we're getting. Some of these artists, it's like, oh, yeah, I remember those songs.
Mm-hmm. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Lila from Eau Claire.
All right, Lila.
Is it the Imperials?
Is it the Imperials?
We are going back a ways. My early days at WIB in the 80s,
blow.
Remember them? I think one time they were at Northern Wisconsin State Fair, even, but they're not the answer.
Not the Imperials, but thank you. Lila from Eau Claire, I believe that was. 715-723-2555. Two tickets to the sold-out Newsboys show on the line.
We're only 4 minutes away from the weather, bottom of the hour, but you guys keep guessing. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Rachel from Rice Lake again.
All right. What do you think?
Is it Mercy Me?
Is it Mercy Me, Rachel from Rice Lake?
She's going, hey, what if it's just a big, obvious group?
For sure.
No, it's not them.
It's not. Rachel, try again.
All right. Hi, WWIB.
Good morning, it's Gloria again from Boyd.
You're getting in.
How about Barlow Girl?
How about Barlow Girl?
They had a good run for a long stretch, and it's not them.
Not Barlow Girl.
Couple more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
I'm Vicky in Eau Claire. I could barely hear you.
Is it Hillsong?
Is it Hillsong? Should we ask her to be more specific? Because there's like half a billion Hillsongs.
Right. Is it any form of the Hillsongs? It's not.
No, it's not. So we'll just eliminate all those. It's no Hillsong.
All right, this is the last one. I got to get a tune in before weather. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Monica again from Chautauqua.
All right, Monica.
Jeffrey Moore in the distance.
Oh, Jeff, More in the Distance. They have that great home run baseball song.
Oh, yeah. They have a lot of fun songs. We'll play that maybe coming up after the weather, but it's not them.
Thank you, Monica from Shedek. I know you guys are getting frustrated because you want to win these tickets.
I know.
Give us 20 minutes. We'll give you another shot. We'll give you another shot. We love you guys. Thanks for the participation. This is great.
Yeah, boy, I can't wait for Caleb to read through the list of all the wrong answers because that'll narrow the field significantly here on WWIB.
Normally, Tuesday trivia. This is Win It Wednesday from last week that we are doing on a Tuesday. It's one song, 1 second. Actually, one song, 2.5 seconds, if we're going to be specific. You must identify, friends, the artist and the song title correctly. Probably start with just getting the artist, then figure out the song title. If you can do so and be the first one to do so live on the air by calling 715-723-2555, we will send you and a guest compliments of WWIB to the sold-out Newsboys concert in Eau Claire on Friday, November 3rd. We'll let you know who this isn't if our first caller who just got through does not get it correct. Again, we've got 2.5 seconds of a song, and we need the artist and the title.
Yeah, so I'm going to play the song one more time, and then we'll get to Bethany and Colfax. This is it. And play the song. I played 2.5 seconds of it.
But yeah, it's sort of the song. Bethany and Colfax, first one through. She thinks she knows this. Who is it?
Hi, Bethany.
Hi, Stephanie, by the way. Is it Bob Carlisle, One Man Revival?
Is it Bob Carlisle, One Man Revival? Because we know it's not Caveman's Call, Newsboys, PCD, Third Day, Randy Stonehill, Matt Maher, Cochran & Company, Amy Grant, Larry Norman, Audio A, Toby Mac, First Call, Harvest, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Elevation Worship, Jennifer Knapp, The Imperials, Mercy Me, Barlow Girl, Hillsong, or Jeff Moore in the Distance. It's none of those, but is it Bob Carlisle? And she's saying, I think I know the song title as well, One Man Revival. Is this Bob Carlisle, One Man Revival? Does Stephanie from Colfax get to go see the Newsboys on our dime?
Yes, she does!
Yay!
That's all there is to it.
Congratulations. Did you get some help?
No, actually. I have the Butterfly album there.
Wow!
So I listened to them. So
fantastic. Yeah,
there you go. A faithful Bob Carlisle. And, of course, Butterfly Kisses was a huge, huge song. But One Man Revival as well, too. We had to dig back a little bit into the archives of WIB's 50 years.
Oh, yeah.
How excited are you?
Well, I listened to a lot of old songs from like Mercy Me and John Michael. And
was that your first guess?
Yes, actually.
So you hadn't got in earlier, but this is your first time. Wow.
I was
your last caller probably earlier, and y'all told me to call back after 8:45.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
you
were
ready. You were ready to go. Well, Stephanie, hang on the line. We'll get a little information from you. You're going with a guest to see the Newsboys in a sold-out show at the Pablo Center on November 3rd. How about that?
I'm excited. My husband will be, too. Thank you.
We are excited for you guys. Hang on the line. Yes, that's how it's done.
Yeah.
And, friends, maybe before the end of the show, we'll give you another chance to let you know about something Dawson on the Drive is doing. So, yes, there might be a few more Newsboys tickets out there to get a few more people into that sold-out show. But congratulations, Stephanie from Colfax.
All right. And we got to play the song, I think, here
we
on
do
WWIB
indeed.
Be in line with that. So, Stephanie, congratulations. Thanks for listening to the WIB Wake Up Show. And thrilled for you to go to the concert.